This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson. The program, per usual, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And it is Last Chance Saloon tonight to emerge victorious coming out of the wild card weekend. We'll break down the results from Saturday and Sunday. A little frustrating. Certainly had a couple, well, we did have a couple close wins and a couple of close losses. We'll move onward and upward to tonight's game. Last chance. Again, I've taken this very seriously because, as you'll find out in a moment, we were 500 for the week, which better than well under 500, but not great. We've got props and data points to point out for the Houston Texans at the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. We'll compare with the AI, Opta AI projections as well. And we'll check in segment number three with our guy, Tom Brawley, AKA The Grinder, see what he has cooking. I know he's been in on one prop, but we'll get his thoughts on the entirety of the game. And then final segment, we will pop out some props. I'm putting out a little more than I planned on. I thought the weekend would be a little bit more successful, but I've got six plays tonight, all ranked in order of priority and preference. And we also have a touchdown. Well, actually, we do have one touchdown prop, but we have a Monday night special, which is, in fact, an anytime touchdown prop. Well, let's get into it here. Let's take a look at the results. We start with one that we were in on earlier in the week. I talked about it yesterday before the game, of course, on VSiN. Brian Thomas Jr., we do get this correct. We have been pretty good on the unders. Very difficult for me to handle that. He had an 18-yarder, but the analysis held up. I said it was going to be more of an inside-out game with Parker Washington and Brenton Strange. Strange almost scored. He had five targets. They both had 17 targets. Brian Thomas only had two. I was watching him closely. There was one play where he's running like a shallow crosser, and he wasn't even looking at the quarterback at all. I think Trevor maybe would have thrown it to him, but he wasn't even looking at the quarterback. So bad year for Brian Thomas Jr. Like I said, my worst call of the year. Lesson learned. Don't automatically assume a sophomore player in the NFL who showed promise in year one, for sure. Don't assume that guy's just going to continue to ascend. Always a lot of variables involved. The Kyren Williams prop, we just missed this puppy by, looks like, 8 yards. They pretty much split up the backfield, almost 50-50. That's not what we anticipated. I thought we'd see a little bit more Kyren. He had a little bit of a better matchup. He did average 4.4 yards a carry. What are you going to do? They were in a close game. We didn't necessarily expect that. They were 10-point road favorite or road underdog. Yeah, favorites. The Panthers were 10-point home underdogs, but they gave them a good game. I did kind of think that. We did get the Tet McMillan prop correct. I said on Friday's show or Thursday's show that I'd be livid if this one didn't come through, and it did. Seven targets, five grabs, 81. How about the Swift one, though? That was frustrating. We lost that one by how many yards? Two yards. He only got 13 carries. Once again, game script, game flow. But he, you know, averaged much more yards per carry. Average had a much better average than did Kyle Manungai. That was part of the analysis. He had a much better schematic matchup. We get to Christian Watson. I mean, who would have expected Matthew Golden, the rookie, to be the guy making the big plays? Watson did have a 22-yarder. It was really nice. He had the touchdown, but seven targets only equaled three grabs for 36 as Dobbs and Golden bogarted all the damn production. I thought that Watson was a guy at this point who commanded the ball, but maybe he's probably commanding a little bit more attention, and that probably freed things up for Dobbs and Golden. We get the Luther Burden prop. I mean, this is a good example of, I mean, we got a scratch and claw for wins. We win this one by a yard, or technically a half a yard, despite him getting seven targets. 3-4-42. There goes the Tet McMillan prop. We go 1-1 on the Rico props. That was a good call to take the under on Rico Dowdle's rushing. What did he get? 11 yards. Let's take a look at that. Nine. My man got 9 yards rushing. Unfortunately, only 6 yards receiving on 2 targets, 1 grab. I did write in my article over at Fantasy Points that don't be surprised if this is a little bit more of a Chuba Hubbard game. Pretty much said that, I believe, on the show, which is why I took the under. Of course, I didn't have the courage to take any Chuba Hubbard over, but I would have cleaned up, I think. I'm not sure if he would have hit the receiving prop. He only had 2 for 13, but Chuba Hubbard, I think Dowdle is only on a one-year deal, so he's probably gone. Rico Dowdle, he'll probably get a little upset about how the season ended. He kind of lost his job. I mean, there was a run where Rico Dowdle was one of the most dominant running backs in the league. Then we get to the Kayshon Booty prop. He was added to the injury report, so I was going to bring it up on Sunday's tailgate show, but I was afraid to do it. Of course, he hits. I was already in, so there was nothing I could do, but that was a good call there as well. The schematic matchup was good, but what in the world? We missed Stephon Diggs. There he is. Where in the world was Stephon Diggs last night? It's like finding Waldo, part of the problem. And I would argue that the Patriots, maybe they had a struggle. I know Drake May threw for 268, but it was kind of a struggle throwing the football. And I would argue maybe it's because Stephon Diggs wasn't a factor. I mean, he had the best schematic matchup. I mean, you would think the veteran Diggs would, this was a prime spot for him to step up. Yeah, granted, tougher matchup, but the damn number was so low as well, 52.5. So I was very confident in that one. And guess what? It's over. I'm never taking another Stephon Diggs prop. You just can't trust this guy, Mr. Volatility, Mr. Houdini. It's like 1 week he's all over the place. The next week, like, did he retire? Did he get hurt? What happened? What gives? So there's that. And then last but not, well, two more. One win and one loss. And of course, the win, barely. It's like you can't get a call much better than the Juwan Jennings under that I really liked. And my man caught one ball, and yet we won the prop by a half a damn yard. Unbelievable. We thought we were dead in the water when he caught that 45-yarder, because the prop line was 45.5. Oh, no, he did not catch another ball. Of course, he threw a touchdown, but that was the analysis. Juwan Jennings is not going to do much. Dude caught one ball. Well, there it is, unfortunately. Oh, we did get the Christian Watson anytime touchdown prop, correct. But Tyler Higbee, of course, the other tight end, got that tutty, which was very upsetting. And then not as upsetting, probably the worst thing of the whole weekend was the Philadelphia Eagles falling and A.J. Brown. I mean, we had every opportunity. He touched a couple of footballs on throws in his hands that had he hauled them in, at least one of them, the big one, we hit the prop. But no, A.J. Brown does not hit. It was an ugly showing overall for Philly. And you know what? They lose. And, you know, this is one of these circumstances where I get personally aggravated and frustrated by just bad offenses and a lack of continuity and consistency. Like, you just never know. It's like, let's turn on the Eagles game. What are we going to get? No idea. Are they going to throw it all over the field in a 2-minute drill and do very well? Or are they going to play football like it's 1940s and we are in a leather helmet era and we're averaging like 3 yards a play? So no more Philadelphia in the playoffs. I did seriously consider the Saquon Barkley prop. I figured he would do well. I wrote that up. But that's a psychological thing too. I lost like 3 in a row. at the end of the year, and all by just a handful of yards. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't go there. But the Philadelphia Eagles, work to be done. I know there's already been a lot of talk in Philly about the head coach being removed, or at the very least, the offensive coordinator. We also lost that McCaffrey prop that I believe would have hit if George Kittle doesn't go down. I mean, we were, let's see, looks like 10 yards shy, but I think we could have gotten 10 more rushing yards if we aren't getting loaded up on and the focus of the defense without Kittle. Now, he was the focus for much of the game, but a shout out to DeMarcus Robinson. Unbelievable showing by him. And the Niners escape, unbelievable. Back to the Chargers. Not a great ending to the season. So I think one thing they need to really seriously consider is Greg Roman. I know he's Harbaugh's guy, but you can't have a game where Ladd McConkey gets only 3 for 32 and he ends up being your leading receiver. Carolina Panthers showed a lot of hope. Bryce Young played relatively well, got it done. They have something here with Dave Canales and Tet McMillan. So there'll be better days for those guys. Green Bay Packers come up microscopically small. Don't really have any insight here. We'll see about Matt LaFleur. Does he return? And, the Jaguars. A lot of controversy in the post-game press conference. I thought they played well enough to win. They probably didn't commit enough to running the football, but sometimes you just have to give credit to the other side. They faced the best quarterback in the land, and he got it done. Josh Allen putting on that Superman cape. When we return, we'll catch up on any loose ends, and we'll get right into the data and the propage for the finale for Wild Card Weekend here on Pop Points. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're getting ready for Big Game 60 with a big deal to match. Save $60 off a VSiN Pro annual subscription when you sign up using the promo code PROP. Become a VSiN Pro annual subscriber. Bet smarter all year long with full access to our daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus all our betting guides and expert picks for the Super Bowl and upcoming March Madness. Don't miss out on the big game deal. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe and use the promo code PROP to save $60 off a VSiN Pro annual subscription today. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. Mr. Tom Brawley of the aforementioned website will join us in the next segment, but let's take a look at all the propage and the data points for tonight's football game. Texans at Steelers. I still can't believe the Steelers are hosting a playoff game. They are annoyingly mediocre as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm old enough to remember when the Steelers had a damn good run defense like every single year, and they were pretty good on defense even when they weren't that good as a team. Not lately, though. Let's get into it. Steelers, and we'll start with C.J. Stroud, the number 228.5. Opt AI comes in way higher at 252. The Steelers, and here's probably why, Steelers give up the third most passing yards per game, fifth most passing touchdowns per game, along with the fourth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks the last 5 weeks. It's worth plus 5.1 fantasy points. I mean, that could be like 45 yards passing. Steelers have allowed multiple passing touchdowns in three of their last four, by the way, including three to Lamar Jackson last week. And oh, you remember last week, it's like, guys, you got one real guy to worry about, Zay Flowers. So what do? You let him run wide open down the field for multiple long touchdowns. I mean, it's unbelievable. So also a good schematic matchup, by the way, for C.J. Stroud. They use cover three, cover one, 56% of the time. Stroud is over 8 yards per attempt against those shells. Solid matchup here for Stroud. Aaron Rodgers, 203.5. Opta AI, no surprise, comes in under at 186. I'm going to lay off it just because I do not want to be annoyed by losing an Aaron Rodgers prop. I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line of it. He's also a little Jekyll and Hyde, where it's like you 1 week you pop in the tape, you're like, oh, it looks good. Next week, you're like, this guy's got no chance, none. I know it's not all his fault. It's one of the worst receiving cores we've ever seen. Nasty matchup, of course. Houston gives up the sixth fewest passing yards per game, ninth fewest passing touchdowns per game, and it's not a good schematic matchup. They use cover three, cover four. Rodgers is only at 6.17 YPA. That's not good against those coverages. Now, they have allowed multiple passing touchdowns three times to quarterbacks in weeks 15 and 18, including pretty healthy 270-2 to Riley Leonard. Of course, I think I take Riley Leonard throwing to the Colts receivers over future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers throwing to the Steelers receivers. Terrible receiving core. Speaking of receiving, next up, you know, so I'm not going to touch it, but I'm with Opta AI on that one, on the under. Receiving props, Mr. Nico Collins, 69.5. Opta AI comes in higher at 78.9. Pittsburgh gave up the seventh most receiving yards per game, third most receptions to outside receivers. The schematic matchup, always good for Nico Collins. There is not a bad coverage shell for Mr. Nico Collins. Cover three and cover one, they run it 56% of the time, and he is at 3.19 yards per route run. So looking good there. He will see a lot of Joey Porter, however, who does give up a stingy 0.14 fantasy points per route run. But again, I mean, this is a defense and secondary. Guys, you had one job in terms of the back end. Don't let Zay Flowers beat you deep, and he beat you deep twice. In very critical situations, which could bode well for one Nico Collins. Oh, we have DK Metcalf, 54.5 Opta AI, giving him a puncher's chance at 53.2. See what I did there? Houston gives up the fourth fewest receiving yards per game, fifth fewest yards per route run to outside receivers. It is a tough matchup. Now, it is not a bad schematic matchup at the very least, so he might get close here. He might make a couple of plays. I'm not going to go in on it, even though it is a standalone game. We did go in on a DK Metcalf prop about a month ago in a standalone game. I say that because he was on the DNP list to where we're not playing him. Do not play. But again, that would be on a typical weekend. But still, tonight's a standalone game. I'm not doing it. Not in this matchup. He'll see a lot of Kamari Lassiter, who, by the way, they're a little banged up, him and Stingley, but, you know, limited all week in a playoff game. Obviously, you're going to play. And Lassiter's been kind of banged up for a number of weeks here. He still gives up, though, a stingy 0.22 fantasy points per route run. So, yeah, not in on DK. Spoiler alert, Dalton Schultz, very tempting. What a year for Dalton Schultz. Fourth most tight end catches this year. Fourth most receptions by a tight end, tied for fourth with somebody. I can't remember who the hell it was, but Schultz, I believe, was 82 grabs. Really impressive. 43.5 is the number. Opta AI, 37.1. Steelers, it's not a good schematic matchup. They run cover three and cover one. He is at 1.43 yards per route run against those coverages. They also play man coverage at a top 11 clip. That's not good for Dalton Schultz. Now, the good news is they give up the fifth most receiving yards per game and the fourth most receptions per game to tight ends, including the fourth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to the position. So it's not a good schematic matchup or necessarily an individual matchup, but overall it is a positive matchup in terms of their ability to slow down tight ends. So he might be fine, but I need to line up more positives. So we checked a couple of negative boxes there with Schultz in terms of the schematic matchup and the man coverage. Kenny Gainwell, Pittsburgh does give up the 15th most receiving yards per game to running backs. So he's looking good there as a glorified slot receiver. The number is 33.5. Opta AI does come in a little lower. Patty Freiermuth, 32.5. Opta AI comes in at 26.7. Now, Darnell Washington is on IR. Jonnu Smith has been like a zombie out there. It's not even sure he's among the living. Houston gives up the seventh fewest receiving yards per game, though, 12th fewest receptions per game. Doesn't bode well. It's also a bad schematic matchup for Freiermuth. 1.35 yards per route run against cover three and cover four. Jaden Higgins, 30.5. Opt AI, 34. Not the greatest schematic matchup there. He's at 1.56 yards per route run against cover three and cover one. I know the grinder has thoughts on Jaden Higgins. Here's one I do like. Christian Kirk, 18.5. Opta AI comes in at 31. Over the last 5 weeks, the Steelers give up the second most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to slot receivers. See a lot of Jalen Ramsey, who, by the way, stinks. He gives up the most fantasy points per route run among all corners on the board this weekend. Xavier Hutchinson, 15.5. Opta AI, though, sorry about that, comes in at 28.8. I can't do it because Hutchinson is not a starter. He's kind of a rotational guy, but he is in the mix there. You got Calvin Austin next year, 12.5. Opta AI comes in at 21.9. Pittsburgh has given up the 11th fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers lining up on the right side, and that is Austin. A lot of that is Derek Stingley. We're not playing an MVS prop or a Jonnu Smith prop. These guys have not really been involved. Maybe Adam Thielen, though. The number is only 10.5. Opta AI comes in at 16.8. Pittsburgh has given up, though, the fourth fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to slot receiver. Spoiler alert, though, I have found an angle on Adam Thielen. I've also found an angle on Woodrow Marks. 54.5. Opta AI comes in much higher at 65.9. Not the greatest schematic matchup, but Jordan, the rookie, is out, and Nick Chubb is dead last in terms of success rate against the zone runs that the Steelers, so not a good schematic matchup there. Jalen Warren, the Houston gives up the fewest adjusted yards before contact, fourth fewest rushing yards per game, but I do think, and we'll get into it in the final segment, that Jalen Warren is going to do most of the heavy lifting in terms of running the rock for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll run it up the flagpole with our guy Tom Browley, a lifelong Steelers fan, see what he has, what he's thinking about tonight's game next on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Football meets flavor with VSIN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. And right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings, and save 50% off site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen of fantasypoints.com. I actually just had some Omaha Steaks last night for dinner. Very delicious. Very good experience. Not as good, though, as chopping it up with a guy, Tom Brawley, who is on the Progressive guest line right now, senior writer, betting maven over at Fantasy Points. He's on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Lifelong Steelers fan, Tom, so I expect all your analysis to be spot on, though that's not that easy down the stretch here. What'd you think of Wild Card Weekend so far? Not easy to pick winners in the prop world.
A 3-4 weekend for me. I got one play today, so hoping to hit that. Go 500 for the weekend and go 4-4. So I thought the games were pretty fun, though. Outside of last night's game, that was a bloodbath for the Chargers. They couldn't get anything going. That offensive line looked rough, and that passing game with Justin Herbert couldn't quite get going. So, but otherwise, the games have been pretty entertaining. Should be a fun one here in Pittsburgh. I would think probably a lower scoring affair compared to what we've seen so far, but we'll see if Rodgers and this offense in Pittsburgh can keep up with Houston this tonight.
Well, let me ask you about, I know you've been doing a little bit better on the spread picks. It's kind of funny how that works. You know, you're on fire with the props, not great with the spread picks, and then you flip the script. Houston, 3-point road underdog. I understand they're on the road, but I think that's very enticing and very tempting. Any thoughts on that one there? 3 points. I know it's a kind of a difficult matchup, but not that difficult for me to envision the Steeler offense struggling against Houston.
Yeah, I'm actually on the Houston side in this one, even though I do have my black and gold on here today. I see Houston as the better team. We saw Baltimore, similar situation here last week. 3.5-point spread, got down to 3. And I liked Pittsburgh in that matchup, but I've had Houston power rated as a better team than Baltimore all season long. So now we're getting a similar type of situation here where Texans are laying 3. It looks like we might get some 2.5s here later today. A lot of momentum on Pittsburgh, plus the, catching the field goal, plus the 3. But I think Houston is a much better defense here. I think Aaron Rodgers could have some major issues. The one good thing about the Pittsburgh and Baltimore matchup last week, Baltimore had no pass rush. That let Aaron Rodgers kind of sit back there and take a couple of chances down the field. And if not, he dunked it down to Kenneth Gainwell. I don't think those same opportunities are going to be there today. Houston is one of the best pass rushes in the league with their studs there, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson rushing off the edge. So I don't think Rodgers is going to have that kind of time to kind of pick apart the defense. He's going to be trying to get the ball out of his hands quick. Houston's offense is, pretty weak here, but I think they'll probably do just enough here, get a couple of big plays in the passing game, and I see Houston winning by more than 3 points. So as you said, John, my ATS picks have not been very great this season, but I'm on the Houston side for this one. I'm fading my Steelers.
I know you had like 2-3 years in a row where I was calling you Mr. 63% on those spread picks. Yeah, it's a weird thing, man. Sometimes you're seeing the ball, it looks like a watermelon coming in. Sometimes it looks like a grain of rice, basically. Cannot see a damn thing. But let's get into one prop that you already talked about this one. I'm a little surprised that you're in on this. On one hand, I understand why. I mean, the guy caught a 75-yard touchdown a couple of weeks ago, and he's a little bit of a big play threat. On the other hand, it's the role. Who knows, But Jaden Higgins over 28.5, you like that one? What do you see there with Higgins?
Yeah, I think Higgins has played pretty well in the second half of the season. I can remember coming on here and giving out a Jaden Higgins prop, I believe, on a Thursday night game. I really like that one, and he cleared pretty easily in that one. And I like this matchup for him tonight. I think Pittsburgh is going to pay a little extra attention to Nico Collins, maybe give him a little safety help over the top, put Joey Porter Jr. on him quite a bit. So I think Jaden Higgins is going to get some easier matchups, get some one-on-one opportunities. So he's been at 34 yards or more in 6 of his last 9 games as a rookie here. So coming on pretty strong. As you said, it's more about him with the role. They've been using this rotation at receiver all year. with Xavier Hutchinson, Christian Kirk, Jalen Knoll. So they've been, you know, kind of rotating these guys. But, you know, maybe he gets a few extra opportunities tonight in a must-win game. Maybe we see that with the running back as well, Woody Marks. Maybe he gets a little extra run. So I like the matchup here. I think Nico Collins gets that extra attention. But Pittsburgh's been giving up a lot of yards to outside receivers all season long. 111 overall here, seventh most per game. So and even the coverages that Pittsburgh runs, a lot of cover three recently. They were more of a cover one team earlier in the year. But those two coverages combined about 56% of the time. Nothing spectacular, but 1.56 yards per route run, 22% target share. Those are pretty good numbers for a lower end type of player here. So I think he gets a couple opportunities in this game. Maybe comes down with a big reception, and maybe we're thinking a little more highly of Jaden Higgins entering the offseason. Maybe he has a little bit of a postseason run, and you know, it creates a little bit more buzz for him heading into his first offseason as a pro.
How about you mentioned Christian Kirk real quick? Over the last 5 weeks, the Steelers have given up the second most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to slot receivers. A lot of that is Jalen Ramsey, who's been the second most targeted cornerback on the board, and he gives up the most fantasy points per game. I know he's Jalen Ramsey, but 18.5 for Christian Kirk does seem doable to me.
Yeah, I looked at that one as well. I went with Jaden Higgins just because I think he's more of the ascending player, but Christian Kirk, veteran guy, maybe he's a little bit more involved here. But that I do like. I think this is a positive matchup across the board for Houston's passing game. Pittsburgh's run defense actually has started to come on a little bit, and they can't really run the ball a lot anyway. So I think they're going to probably take most of their opportunities in this passing game. So if they are able to slow down Nico Collins some, maybe we see some of these secondary receivers like Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins have some big games.
You mentioned Woody Marks a moment ago, and you also just mentioned how Pittsburgh's run defense has improved, and it's not a good schematic matchup. They do see a little bit more of the zone runs, and Woody is not that great on those runs, better on the man gap runs. However, no Jordan tonight. Jordan is out, and then Nick Chubb, I saw, he has the worst success rate in football over the last 8 weeks on zone runs. So I do think Woodrow Marks gets volume tonight.
Yeah, I was actually looking at some of his rushing attempts overs. I'm not very confident in the rushing yards number just because of how bad their running game has been, but I just don't know how many carries are going to go to some of these secondary backs. As you said, Nick Chubb has not been very successful. He's been kind of phased out a little bit too. Jawar Jordan had kind of jumped ahead of him, so I don't know how much work Nick Chubb's going to take. This is a game I anticipate them playing from ahead, so I did look at that 15.5, 16.5 earlier this week, but I am already on the Texans side, so I didn't want to like double count this one and go with a Woody Marks, because ultimately the Texans are going to have to be playing from ahead to probably get Woody Marks over his 15.5, 16.5 carries. But I did look at that one. I do think he should get, maybe 75, 80% of the carries in this backfield tonight.
Well, great stuff there from the Grinder. We're pretty much out of time here. I can't ask you any more questions, but Tom, always appreciate it. And we'll check in with you late in the week, I guess, to see what your research is showing for the divisional round of the playoffs. Good luck to your Pittsburgh Steelers. Hopefully, for your sake and your fan base's sake, you can emerge victorious. I don't think it's going to happen, but good luck just the same. Our guy, Tom Brawley of fantasypoints.com. And when we return, I will make my official pick. 7-7 so far. It's annoying. So I need to come out on top big time tonight for a winning week. Hang tight for the picks on this Monday edition of Prop Points on Visa.
Prop Points with the John Hansen on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. And I'm John Hansen, 7-7 this weekend. I just Googled a tie is like dot, dot, dot. And Google told me it's like kissing your sister. Okay, so we got to get away from that. We need to emerge victorious tonight. And I've got a number of opportunities here. Let's start with one that we were in on late last week. It was, I don't know if it was that tasty, but I think it has been bet down just a little bit. And it is, in fact, Kenneth Gainwell. And it is an under. And it actually has been bet down. So a little less appealing, I guess, than the 30.5 number I'm in on. But generally speaking, I do believe that Kenny Gainwell will not do much in the running game. Houston gives up the fewest adjusted yards before contact, the fourth fewest rushing yards per game, and the 10th fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game only over the last 5 weeks. And they also give up the third fewest rushing yards per game over the last 8 weeks. It's also, though, a bad schematic matchup for Gainwell. 63% of his runs are zone concept runs, and over the last 8 weeks, Houston's 40.7 success rate on zone runs is the lowest in the entire league. So I think it'll be more Jalen Warren in the running game. And of course, Gainwell, might as well just call him a glorified slot receiver. So we did win that receiving prop last time out, last weekend on Gainwell. So we're going to go under. We were already in on this. I'm sorry you can't get this 30.5. Probably not, but it's down to 28.5. That's exactly why I went in on it, because I'm like, I want this at 30.5. I mean, hey, half a yard is like everything. We won two props this week by a half a yard. Next up, Woodrow Marks. Now, I'm with the grinder, Tom Brawley, who just joined us and talked about how he would rather do the carry total. Here's the problem. The odds are crappy. I was going to do it, like over 15.5. I think it was like minus 130. I was like, you know, I think we can get to 55 yards. Minus 111 on DraftKings. Again, no Jahar Jordan. That actually helps because he gives them a lot of juice. Something that Nicholas Chubb does not. Neither does Dare Ogunbowale. Pittsburgh still does give up. I know they're better lately, but on the season, the 8th most adjusted yards before contact, 16th most rushing yards per game. So it's kind of middling, and it's not the greatest schematic matchup, although it's not a tragedy. 53% of the runs they face are zone concept runs, and the 4.75 yards per carry given up in the last 8 on those zone runs is 6th most. However, Marks is only at 3.02 yards per carry on those zone runs, 61st out of 66. But Nick Chubb is worse. He's dead last. So then I think we are somewhat in control, and they just give him volume. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's been a volume guy. He's generally gotten to 14, 15, 16 carries most weeks that he wasn't disrupted by an injury. Now, next up, we had our guy Nick Bakay on the show to close out the week. And boy, he nailed it with these quarterback rushing props. I'm like, I should have done it, but you know, I don't find them to be incredibly predictive. So, you know, I'll do it, but I think I probably lost a couple lately. And I was like, I'm going to try and make plays for the wildcard weekend that are, I feel, a little bit more predictive. Well, again, 7-7. I wish I would have taken these damn quarterback rushing props. Now, there was a time this year where we were taking this every week, and it hit, and it hit, and it hit. And then he got concussed on a run, and I was like, okay, well, that ship has sailed. But now the number is down to 11.5, so I like it. I feel very good about this. The Steelers give up the 7th most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks in the running game only over the last 5 weeks. Obviously, the stakes are higher. They also do play a good amount of man coverage, about 30% of the time, and that's always good for quarterback rushing. So I feel very good about that. And then I am going to go in on Christian Kirk. I've got karma with Christian Kirk, one of the players I was able to interview at his combine, but I also have played overs on him for a couple of years now with a lot of good success. Not this year, because this year's been obviously struggle bus, but you know, when he was with the Jags, if he's up against a team that plays man in the slot, he'll do it. He beats man coverage. The data I looked at is not that great this year, but Christian Kirk beats man coverage from the slot. And I think that's where he lines up, and he'll see a bit of it. And I have some data here as well. Over the last 5 weeks, the Pittsburgh Steelers have given up the second most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to slot receivers. So we are adjusting for the strength of the opponent, and they're still giving up. They're still a top two matchup over the last 5 weeks. It's worth plus 6.7 fantasy points, which could be 67 yards. And as I mentioned previously, believe it or not, a lot of that is Jalen Ramsey, who is the second most targeted corner on the board among all teams playing this week. He also gives up the most fantasy points per route run among all corners who started this weekend, 0.47. I mean, he's just out there freelancing, I guess. He's not happy that the peak years of Jalen Ramsey are over. So I think we can get there. 18.5. I know they spread the ball around, but he is a starter. And Nico Collins, by the way, should command a lot of attention. And also not the greatest schematic matchup for Dalton Schultz. Also, this one here is a little bit of a long shot, obviously. But how about Adam Thielen? You know, Jalen Petrie, the inside receiver, has actually been pretty good. But at the end of the day, would you rather, if you're Aaron Rodgers, would you rather try to throw on Derek Stingley, who is awesome, or Kamari Lassiter on the outside, who is also awesome? I think you want to funnel things inside as much as you can. Now, the Steelers have given up the fourth fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing slots. But Jalen Petrie is the most targeted of their three corners. He's the slot corner. And he also gives up the most fantasy points per route run. Still good, but he's still not as good as Stingley and Lassiter. So, I mean, I think there's probably a reason Adam Thielen got packed over and released and sent over to the Steelers. I'm sure there's a lot of mutual respect there. Between him and Rodgers. I mean, Thielen himself, as a Vikings fan, I know, has had some huge games against the Packers. In fact, there was one play where he, you know, I believe he caught a ball at the end of the game to just ice it. So I think Aaron Rodgers probably has a lot of respect for Thielen. Why wouldn't he look for him? You know, as opposed to worrying about Decoy Metcalf. Oh, sorry, DK Metcalf. That was a Freudian slip. DK Metcalf up against Lassiter, when you can just check it down to Thielen. So pretty realistic number here. Doable, 10.5. Let's get 11 yards from Adam Thielen. Couple of touchdown, or one main touchdown prop, because I don't like Kenny Gainwell running the ball. I think he'll be the receiver of choice, of course, in the backfield. Let's go with a Jalen Warren anytime touchdown tonight at plus 220. Last thing I have is the Monday night special. I'll pop that out in a moment. Stay tuned after we sign off. Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. Then stick around for VEASAN Primetime with Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns at 7 p.m. Eastern. Here it is. Picking up the Adam Thielen analysis. Do you trust DK Metcalf? Not really. Darnell Washington's out. Jonnu Smith has not been a factor. Calvin Austin is a little too undersized. MVS, maybe. But if you're looking to get the ball in tight on a, you know, third and goal at the 6, how about Adam Thielen? Adam Thielen anytime touchdown plus 1,000. That is your Monday night special. Obviously, it's a very, very volatile one, but this will be, this is the last chance saloon for the specials, the Monday night special to wrap it all up. Adam Thielen anytime touchdown at plus 1,000. Should be plus 1 million, but no, we'll take it for the Monday night special. Good luck with all the plays, and we'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points on VSiN.